League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This is Tip TV Finance with me, Jenny Hammond, and Zach Mayer. And joining us down the line is Steve Larratt from ShareTalk. Steve, how are you doing today?
Not too bad, Jenny. How are you?
Very well, thank you, on this very sunny day. So what are we going to start off with, Steve?
Well, it's definitely sunny down here in the southwest. The temperature's up to 18 degrees already. So the first company I want to bring to your attention is, again, a similar one to I've mentioned in previous weeks. It's called Empyrean Energy. They've got a prospective oil and gas asset. Now, last year, like many companies, they took a whole new direction in the business, and that's caused a suppressed share price. Market capitalization at the minute, just under 10 million. Part of the redirection was that they sold a working interest in Marathon Oil, and this has resulted in payments, and the last payment they've received recently was $2.6 million. So back in December, they've been awarded a permit, and that's for a block which is 1,800 square kilometers in size, offshore China. And the location is what looks very, very interesting to me, in the fact that just to the north, there's a prolific working area, and recent news articles show that there's been discoveries to the south and to the west as well. Now, they've looked at 2D seismic data, and they've identified two targets already called Jade and Topaz. And the future work program is that they're getting a 3D license in place, and they're just in the final stages of negotiating the costs there. So upside potential from that one. And then the other sort of area that they've got is the gas. So when you have a look at sort of potential upside, have a look at the likes of Aminex, currently 170 market cap on that one. Then AAE with Shale at 122 million market cap. It shows that the working sort of direction of the company could obviously provide a lot more further upside from its current sort of market cap.
Steve, I'd just like to say on this one, I mean, you pick out these oil and gas or these oil and gas companies or these explorers, which are normally regarded as being very risky, but you make them sound very straightforward and rational. Is that actually the case?
What I tend to do is have a look primarily at non-wildcat sort of oil and gas plays. So, for instance, North Sea, plenty of gas and oil under there. If you're drilling a target, that's obviously shown up on 2 or 3D seismics, and it's in a working area with prolific sort of oil and flow rates. Any oil or gas company you could potentially get on board early on in the project, and then obviously the potential upside in the sort of share price movement, even before they've come to drill, when it's come into the sort of the view of people on social media, it's obviously de-risked to a certain degree and point. So find the little gems and obviously see if you can make some returns from that.
Excellent. Anything else on your menu today?
Well, I want to make a special announcement from a gentleman called Diamond, who's been a champion of Highlands Natural Resources. So just a brief summary of the company. Yep. Two main arms. One is technologically based, and they've got a fracking system called DT Ultravert, which again is very good looking. They've got permits in place that they're hoping to obviously achieve, around about 20 sort of different patents on that. And the second part of it is they've got two assets based in America. The first one is the Helios 2 project, which has been drilled. They put two drills in place there. They've got natural gas concentrations around 90%. And they've got helium content in there as well, which should make it economically viable to get that play. But the key one, for which I want to thank Diamond for championing the stock, is their second player. It's based in Colorado. And they partnered with a company called Renegade Oil and a major international player as well. Now, they've got plans in place where they could get up to 24 drills. But last night on the bulletin boards, he has put up a link. And congratulations to holders. They've got the permits in place now to drill four of the potential targets. And again, these drills will be in close proximity to other wells that have produced in excess of 100,000 barrels of oil in their first 6 months. So again, looking at the market cap of where it is, to where it could potentially be just on that project alone, could be potentially massive. The key thing is, he's been keeping an eye on the background of the government, and on their website last night is where they released that information. And Diamond obviously pointed that out on the bulletin boards. To best of my knowledge, the company still hasn't released that. Obviously, one to keep an eye on, and let's see what the upside is there.
Well, the shares are up nearly 10% today, so presumably somebody's keeping an eye on the stock quite diligently already. But the whole process just underlines how important research is, and how you can never do too much.
Indeed. Again, I got involved in the company way back, around about a year and a half ago now, and I sort of brought it to the attention of many, and you know, a lot of people have made a lot of gains since that sort of 10 to 12p sort of target range there. But Diamond's gone the extra mile, similar to what I did with AAE, in the fact that he's got a very sound working knowledge in that company. So congratulations to him, and a wealth of knowledge.
Well, Steve, thank you very much. Sadly, we're going to have to leave it there. Steve Larratt there from ShareTalk.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.